This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهداه وبعد. All praise is indeed due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless his entire household without exception, all his companions without exception, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless every single one of us and our offspring, those to come up to the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness, keep us steadfast, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Jannah when we actually get to him post the day of Qiyamah. My brothers and sisters, normally, when we commence, we would commence with salam. No matter what you do when you are Muslimin, you start off by greeting one another. Assalamu alaikum. And what is preferred is to add something from the sunnah to that, which would be wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The reason is we are declaring a dua for you to say, I will not harm you. That's what it means. Many of us translate it literally as peace be upon you. If you take, or if you are bothered to take a deeper look at it, it actually refers to the term peace. Peace is the opposite of war. So I'm not at war with you. That's what is meant by it. I will not harm you. I am your brother. I am a Muslim. I care for you. I will ensure that I protect you behind your back and in front of you. So this is the sunnah method of greeting. And this is what we should commence with at all times. Even if a person gets up, for example, for a lecture, it is the sunnah to start off by greeting and to say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Similarly, the hadith speaks about it very clearly, saying, أَفَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَبَبْتُمْ أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Should I not show you something? If you were to spread it amongst you, it would actually increase the love between you. You would become from among those who love one another truly. Spread this salam between you. And this is not a hypocritical greeting. It is actually a genuine greeting that will have the desired effect. If it is hypocritical, it will actually have the opposite effect. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. So as we commence, we are also taught to add more to the dua. I do not just wish for you peace, but I want the mercy of Allah upon you. And I want the blessings of Allah for you as well. This is why we add wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Make sure, my brothers and sisters, when we greet each other, we take it as an act of worship. We concentrate on what we are saying and we mean it from the bottom of our hearts. Thereafter, you would find the praise of Allah. In fact, before the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are taught to say Bismillah for everything that is important that we're about to do or to say. Anything of importance, the hadith says, kullu amrin dhibalin lam yubda fihi bismillahi fahuwa aqta. Anything of importance, if you are going to start off without the name of Allah, it is going to be cut off. Cut off in terms of profit, cut off in terms of blessing, cut off in terms of goodness, cut off in terms of any positive outcome. So if you start something important, no matter what it is, you're supposed to say Bismillah, in the name of Allah, in the name of my Maker. He made me in the first place. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his declaration, the declaration of his name will definitely bring about blessings in what you are about to do. You get up in the morning, Bismillah. You put a cup of tea to your mouth, Bismillah. You want to eat, Bismillah. You leave the house, Bismillah. You want to enter your motor vehicle, Bismillah. You want to enter the masjid, Bismillah. No matter what, you want to say something important, Bismillah. This is what we are taught. Hence, you find I started earlier today by saying Bismillahi walhamdulillahi. The first thing you do is you greet. The second thing you do is you take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to say, this is in the name of Allah. Like I said, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very clear. If you do not start in the name of Allah, don't expect goodness out of what you are trying to do. You will eat, but it will not benefit you. You will drink, but it will not benefit you. There will be no blessing in the energy that you will derive by the food that you have consumed. The same applies. You want to go into your business, you're opening your business, whether it is a shop or you are employed or working for someone, you will not be able to get any form of goodness if you did not start by the name of Allah, your maker. So this is why, my brothers and sisters, let us become more conscious of getting into the habit of saying the name of Allah. No matter what you're doing, Bismillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness even in the clothing that we wear. When you go into the bathroom, for example, you want to wash your face, it is important to say Bismillah. Get into that habit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that to us. And with that Bismillah is something very interesting. Just like Assalamu alaikum, you could have stopped there. But you are taught to increase wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When you say Bismillah, you can stop there. But you are taught to continue, if you wish, to say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. The two most blessed qualities of mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. I don't deserve goodness in what I'm about to do because I'm a sinful man. But I believe in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what is going to make me achieve the goodness, His mercy. I say, I start in the name of Allah. And I know He is most forgiving, most merciful. He will give me barakah in my food, in my drink, in my clothing, in my family, in my work, and all the other points, that which we've mentioned and that which we have not mentioned. So let's try and increase. On top of Bismillah, we will say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And this is how we are taught by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He always commenced anything of importance with Bismillah. And he warns us all to say, if you are not going to start Bismillah, it is going to be void of all goodness. One might ask, what if I have forgotten? We are human beings, we forget. So if you forget, whenever you remember, you say it by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes, like when it comes to food, if you forget to say Bismillah, there is a slightly different dua that you may, if you know it, read if you have forgotten and you remember later. If you don't know it, no harm. You can repeat the Bismillah whenever, or you can say it when you remember. Thereafter, we are taught something even more important or of great importance. Alhamdulillah. That is how we start. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do we need to praise Allah? I might be having a difficult day. I might be having the worst day that I've had in a long time. But I want to relate it to Allah to say, oh Allah, all thanks is owed to you alone. All praise belongs to you, O Allah. This is how I will invoke the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what condition I am in, I will praise Allah. I have suffered. I may have lost loved ones. I may be struggling in terms of my health. I may be having a problem in terms of my business. I might have lost. I might have suffered an accident. We may have just been diagnosed an illness or sickness within our family or so on. Whatever it is, it is never ever worth not saying Alhamdulillah. You must say all praise is due to Allah. You see, a believer is always happy. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. Amazing are the affairs of a true believer. All his affairs are good. If goodness comes in his direction, he thanks Allah, so it's good for him. And when something of calamity comes in his direction, he bears patience, he is forbearant. And he is still in goodness. He knows it could have been worse. And this is why we are taught never to compare ourselves with someone in a better condition in terms of the world and the worldly life. Don't. Because you won't be able to thank Allah correctly. Always look at those who have less than you. For example, you are struggling, you didn't get a salary, but mashallah, you have fruit that is growing in your yard. So maybe you are eating from that fruit. Think about those who are in the desert and struggling without clothing in the cold, and they are suffering. What about them? And you say, oh Allah, I thank you. Alhamdulillah. I praise Allah. This is why hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he says, the first people to be called out to enter Jannah will be those who used to say Alhamdulillah on all conditions, whether good came in their direction or bad came in their direction, they said Alhamdulillah. Do you know who those are? They will be the first to enter Jannah. أول من يدعى إلى الجنة الذين يحمدون الله في السراء والضراء. The first people to be called out to go to Jannah will be those who used to say, praise be to Allah in good days, and they used to say, praise be to Allah even in bad days. That is a quality of a believer. I invite you to taste the sweetness of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the most difficult days. It's something really amazing. It will boost you. It calms you. It improves your health. You become a person who is convinced that Allah will take care of my problem. Allah will take care of my family's problem. Allah will take care of my community's problem. Allah will take care of the problems the Ummah is facing. Yes, you will do what is in your capacity in terms of goodness in a positive way, but you will rely on Allah and you will still thank Allah a day for you and a day against you. No matter who you are, your days cannot be equal. One day for you and one day will be against you. So this is Alhamdulillah. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On top of that, we are advised to add a great quality of Allah, Rabbil Alameen. Just like we said about Salam, you can add something. Just like we said about Bismillah, you can add something. The same applies to Alhamdulillah. You can add something. What is it? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. He is the Rabb. Rabbun means the one who created in the first place and the one who is in charge of everything he created in every way. Rabbun. So I am praising him and I am declaring you are in charge of me. So I have to praise you. You have the solution to my problem. You have the happiness that I'm searching for. You own the contentment that I'm longing for. When I praise him, I will automatically feel a little bit of contentment no matter what I've gone through. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us. And this is why we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, a simple translation you would find, it says Lord of the Worlds. But the term Rabbun refers to creator, nourisher, cherisher, sustainer, provider, protector, and so on. It's a long, long term. The one who gives, the one in control of, the one who cures, the one who sustains. Everything is included in it. So let's get used to saying Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The problem with us, something happens, I know. You can even go in a country like this, although they are attempting to repair the potholes, you might hit a pothole and the first thing that comes out of your mouth is a swear word. That's what happens. But let's replace that. We are believers. It's Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. You know, I heard one of the scholars when he was ill and he was asked, what is wrong? He says, I cannot move, Alhamdulillah. I'm bedridden, Alhamdulillah. They are thanking Allah. What about us? Our problems are not even that grand and we don't thank Allah. Learn to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will see positive results in your life. Thereafter, we always say, and I'm sure you have heard, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. What do you hear after that? Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Or sometimes ashrafil khalqi ajma'een. Blessings and salutations upon the most noble of prophets, the greatest of all creation. Why? Why do I start in that way? It shows us that firstly, we declared the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We started with that. Thereafter, Allah chose a means for the goodness to come to us. We were taught something. We were taught something goodness, something of goodness, the Quran primarily, and then the entire lifestyle of a certain man who was sent and chosen as a messenger, the highest of creation, the most noble of all prophets. Allah chose him. It was not up to me. It was not up to you. It was up to Allah. From amongst us, Allah chooses who he wants to use for certain things. It's not up to me. I cannot become jealous of you because Allah gave you money. You cannot become jealous of me because perhaps Allah might have given me children. Or I cannot become jealous of this person perhaps because Allah has blessed him with a very happy home. It is Allah who chooses. If Allah gave prophethood and knowledge to someone, it is Allah's choice. He chose. By us becoming jealous of the person, we would actually be insulting Allah's choice. The same applies with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We declare that he is the greatest and the best of all creation without a doubt. Allah chose him. So part of our gratitude to Allah is to send blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much so, he says, whoever hears the name Muhammad, peace be upon him, and does not say peace be upon him or sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has a curse from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whenever you hear the term Muhammad, it is an honor for you to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You're acknowledging the favor of Allah upon the messenger, and the fact that he favored you by teaching you. He actually taught you some goodness. The recompense of goodness is only goodness. So when someone taught you something good, and when someone has worked hard on you in the way that you've benefited, the minimum you owe them in return is to pray for them, is to ask for goodness for them. This is how you would be able to actually recompense those who have taught you. Ultimately, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are taught, وَالصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَىٰ أَشْرَفِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَالْمُرْسَلِينَ. We are acknowledging his prophethood. We are acknowledging so much of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the same time, we are sending blessings and salutations. The hadith says, when you acknowledge it in this way, 10 times the blessings will actually be received by you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us similar blessing. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our doors. It's important in these beautiful days to remember that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indeed has sacrificed so much for the goodness to come to us. It doesn't stop there. It continues. What do we say? Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Three words I want to talk about. Ala alihi, we are sending blessings and salutations, literally praying for his entire family. Not just one of them, not just two of them, his entire family, because they all sacrificed. They were with him, they worked hard, they were dedicated, they supported him. So we always include the entire family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we say ashabihi, all his companions without exception, not a single exception. We will send blessings and salutations upon every single one of them. You don't remove one. What may have happened in terms of perhaps some form of misunderstanding once or twice in the lives of some of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, we have no role to play in it. We will still say radiallahu anhum, may Allah be pleased with them. So never ever insult the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by excluding them from this dua. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us every form of goodness, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who can acknowledge the status of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That term ajma'in is very important. The reason is, it means all of them. I don't want to take sides. I don't want to involve in dispute, for example. These were champions. Did you know that a lot of the stories connected to dispute that happened among the Sahaba are actually false? They were fabricated by those who wanted to create division in the Muslim Ummah. When you read stories about some of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum having fought against the others, a lot of these stories are false. They were fabricated a long time back by those who wanted to destroy the unity that was enjoyed by the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Therefore, it is not up to us to involve in the nitty-gritty that we may have read about. We have come generations down. It's up to us to declare radiallahu anhum, may Allah be pleased on all of them. And may Allah be pleased upon us. Now imagine, if you greet one another with goodness, and if everything you do is for the sake of Allah, in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you believe that He is the most merciful, most forgiving, and you are concentrating on achieving that forgiveness and that mercy, and on top of that, you declare His praise upon all conditions, like I said, and I want to repeat it because it's important. The hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu clearly says, أول من يدعى إلى الجنة الذين يحمدون الله في السراء والضراء. The first people to be called out to Jannah will be those who used to say Alhamdulillah during easy days and during difficult times. They used to still praise Allah. Those are the first. They deserve paradise. They understood the test of this dunya, a day for you and a day against you. So if you are keen on praising Allah upon all conditions, and then you are intelligent enough and to understand and acknowledge the status of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those through the chain, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Tabi'een, those who came down teaching us goodness, then inshallah we will be able to achieve a greater reward for ourselves. Man salla alayya wahidatan sallallahu alayhi biha ashra. The hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever sends blessings and salutations upon me once, Allah blesses them tenfold as a result of that. Another narration says, the one who is most deserving of the intercession of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment is the one who sends the most blessings and salutations upon him. Subhanallah. So every day, increase the amount of blessings and salutations you send upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you stand a greater chance of achieving the shafa'a and the intercession on the day of judgment of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, if you are going to acknowledge the status of the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without exception, and you are going to acknowledge the status of all the companions without exception, what can you be losing? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us every form of goodness, and may Allah help us to start everything important with Bismillah. May we be from among those who greet one another sincerely and genuinely, and may we be from among those really who acknowledge the status given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the messengers of Allah, primarily to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to his family, his companions, and so on. May Allah grant us also elevation on the day of judgment. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad.